good morning, Hillel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, we're delighted you could be with us. This is kind of like a kind of a scary type thing because, you know, you're going to be talking about yourself after you die. It's kind of, many of us people have accounts online, from automatic bill payments to eBay, and they might remain active after you pass away, unless you take steps to take care of that, right?
Yeah, and you know, it really brings up just a plethora of issues. You know, number one being is, you know, when you pass away, who do you want to have that information? You know, your business may depend on it. You might have set up, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus accounts that are very valuable to either the operation or the sale of your business. Also, you know, it could drain your bank account. I mean, you can have, you know, it's set up to pay your mortgage and your cell phone and all your bills every month, and if nobody turns that off, you're just going to be drained.
Yeah, but how do you know what's going to happen, and how do you tell somebody to turn it off? I mean, do you have someone set aside, like, you know, a power of attorney or something like that?
Well, you really need to prepare, you know, just like you prepare a regular estate plan, you know, you need to prepare what I call a digital estate plan. So first things first, you need to take inventory of everything you have. You know, people usually have a lot more than they think they do, both digital and non-digital assets. So you need to take inventory of every single thing you have. Then you need to prepare a plan of what you want to have happen, you know, when you pass away. And you might want to put inside of your estate plan, you know, appoint some sort of what I call a digital executor or trusted advisor to hold on to all of your information and tell them where you want it to go. There's nothing wrong with putting it in your will or trust or estate plan of who you want to get what. You just want to be very careful of how much information you put in the will, because it could become public record and you might not want that.
I'm leery. I guess maybe you would call snake bit. I don't like to do things online. Now, I'm always jittery when I, you know, use my credit card online. But a lot of people pay their bills online. They've got passwords. They even have their medical records online, and they can go in and check on their medical records. I'm a little bit leery of that, too. But what are we going to do? It's there. It's here. And it's not going to change.
Yeah, the Internet is not going away. It's only getting stronger year in and year out. So you really either need to adapt or die because, you know, unfortunately, the direction everything's going, whether you like it or not, is online.
You know what bothers me, Hillel, is the fact that there's still people out there that will give their social security number over the phone.
Yeah.
And nobody should ever do that. I don't care if you are listening to somebody. If someone is threatening you to put you in jail, hang the phone up.
Yeah, you know, people work so hard for their money. They want to retire. They want to pass it down to their kids, donate to their favorite charity. And, you know, they really need to make sure that they protect themselves. You know, I tell my clients, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. Because one lawsuit, one slip and fall, one divorce, one breach of contract, you know, can wipe you out. And you can be getting ready to retire, and all of a sudden you have one lawsuit and you lose everything.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you protect everything that you have while you're alive, and you also prepare your estate plan for your death, because, you know, if one thing in life is guaranteed, it's death. And unfortunately, about 7 out of 10 Americans die without wills and estate planning documents. So you want to make sure that when you pass away, everything goes where you want it to go, quickly, cheaply, and privately.
You got that right. But, you know, we're talking about automatic bill pay. They can keep, you say, tapping your bank account long after you're gone, or at least until your money is.
Yeah, and then they might not even know you're gone. And believe me, they're not going to do the...
They're still getting paid.
Yeah, that's what they care about. They're not going to go do the due diligence to check. You know, they're going to, you know, ding your account, and, you know, it's up to you from that point.
Well, that's why you need someone who you can trust, and someone who you know that can turn these things off.
Definitely.
Or get rid of them at the at your death, at your demise.
Definitely. And we have a wealth of information on our website. You know, if the listeners go, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
That's all one word.
Yeah, it's just www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of information. And like you mentioned earlier, if anybody contacts us through the website, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free book on asset protection and estate planning.
Wow, that's so nice of you, really. Now remember, y'all, all you have to do is go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Now, how will they tell you that they're they've been listening to the show?
There's on the upper right-hand part of the homepage, there's a contact us form. It's just a big box, and there's a little section in the box that said referred by, and they can either just type in you know, your name or the name of your show.
Mm-hmm. Nell Reagan or Talk the Town, either one. But that's a free book for any of you people out there who would like it. And this is really important. I didn't realize how I guess maybe vulnerable we all are. Bank and shopping accounts that are vulnerable to identity theft, which would affect your estate if someone opens credit cards in your name. And you might have valuable intellectual property, like domain names.
Yeah. You know, you really have to take a defensive stand. I mean, you know, you should be using services to monitor your credit at all times. I mean, you know, with the Internet, it's great. You have all this information at your fingertips, but it also opens up a can of worms for a disaster, which, you know, takes 1 minute to create and years of money and time to fix. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're proactive. And, you know, like I said, you know, people work hard for their money. So, you know, do the proper, you know, proactive asset protection planning. You know, do the proper proactive estate planning, and you're going to be glad that you took a few hours to do that.
Well, Hillel, isn't it true, too, that if we've got elderly parents, that they need to be brought up to date about these scams and about different things that they need to do? You know, a lot of times the adult children just don't like to talk about things like that to their parents. But you've got to do that. You've got to bring it up.
Yeah, you have a duty to your family, because, you know, if you don't know exactly what your parents have, you know, the chances are that when they pass away, a lot of things are going to slip through the cracks, and there's really no reason to do that. You know, again, whether it's going to the children or a charity, you know, and they're leaving some sort of legacy, you know, there's no reason for, you know, assets just to be hanging out there because people don't know about them.
All right, discuss with us what are some other digital records you should plan to, you know, for afterlife.
Well, there's really so many of them. I mean, it's countless. You know, I mean, you could start with just the simple things like domain names, email addresses, phone numbers, intellectual property, even like patents, copyrights, trademarks. I mean, it's really never ending. You know, some people have, you know, tons and tons of, you know, music or movies that they've downloaded from iTunes or some other site. So, you know, who knows where people spend their money? I mean, I know people who have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, downloading digital media, and, you know, that's worth something. So, you know, again, there's no cookie cutter approach. Everyone needs a, you know, personal and business asset protection and estate plan that specifically caters, you know, to their individual circumstances, because, you know, everybody's assets are different and everybody's potential threats and creditors are different. But, and what might work for one person might not work for the other, but you definitely want to get prepared and get buttoned up.
What about the saying that once it's out there in cyberspace, it's always out there in cyberspace?
I'd agree with that. You know, sometimes you can get things taken down, but it's tough, it's time-consuming, it's expensive, and it's rare. But other ways to do things are to just put more information out there that would maybe push the other information, you know, down to the second, third, fourth, fifth, or even further page. So, you know, it is tough once something's there to get it away. It is possible, but it is tough, expensive, and time-consuming. But there's other ways where it might still be out there, but you can push it, you know, out of the reach of the majority of people.
Well, the way we have now, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of these social media things, everybody knows everything about everybody.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, with technology and the internet, there's been a lot of great things that come about it, but a lot of bad things as well. I mean, it makes it very easy to find out about people, which could be good for a meeting or something of that nature, but it could be bad if somebody's trying to steal your information. So, you know, again, you know, with every good, there's bad, and with every bad, there's good. But, you know, people really need to, you know, stop and think about all the pros and cons, you know, before they put all their information out there.
Well, I want to come back. We got to take a break, but I want to come back and talk about what's the first thing that you need to do and give us that. And then, of course, we want everybody to know that you can go to Hillel's website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and put on the contact us or click on the contact us and tell them that you heard this on the Nell Reagan Show or Talk of the Town, and you will get a free book. And we're back right here with Hillel Presser, who is with the Presser Law Firm, and we're talking about digital records. And if you are online and if something were to happen to you, like if you were to die, who's going to turn off all those passwords and digital information that you have that maybe you pay your bills online and you have a debit that comes out every month? And see, that's another thing, Hillel, is some people have a debit that come out of their bank account.
Sure, and they can be absolutely drained.
Uh-huh. And this is what's scary. So what is the very first thing, what's the first thing that you suggest that we do?
Sure. Well, there's two things that you want to do before you get started. Number one, and by far the most important, is to educate yourself. You know, whether you do something or you don't do something, a lot of people don't even know about asset protection. A lot of people don't even know about digital assets or planning for your digital afterlife. It's a very special niche. So the very first thing you should do is become educated on the subject. Whether you decide to move forward and do something or you don't, at least understand what's out there. And like we said, if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. They can find a wealth of information, or if they fill out the contact us form, you know, just mention your show and we'll send them a free book on the asset protection and estate planning.
I think that's really great. That's generous of you, too. Best thing to do is sit down, I found. Well, and another thing, let me back up a little bit. Talking about protection during the time that you're alive, I mean, you can help with that, too. But, you know, I have that Legal Shield and I have LifeLock.
Sure.
I mean, not that I am, well, I guess maybe I am a little paranoid. Because I had someone use a credit card, my number. I had been in a store, and evidently the person there that worked there used my credit card number for another charge.
Yeah, and it happens
and
all the time.
Scared me.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, if that can happen, anything can happen.
Definitely. And, you know, after they've educated themselves, the next most important thing to do is to inventory what they have. And if anybody emails us, I can send them, I call it an asset worksheet, you know, that will help them inventory what they have. Because so many people have so many more assets, whether they're digital or non-digital, than they think. You know, most people think about the checking, savings, stocks, bonds, CDs, money markets. And most people think about the real estate, the cars, the boats, and the planes. But there's a lot of other assets, you know. Does anybody owe you money? Is there a chance you or your spouse might receive an inheritance? Do you have any valuable domain names? Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus accounts? What about phone numbers? You know, what if your phone number started ringing to your competitor? Insurance. So there's so many different things that people don't think of as quote-unquote assets that they need to protect and plan for when they pass away, that after you've educated yourself, it's so important to inventory what you have.
Yeah, and there's a thing I wanted to ask you too about. Is is it possible that someone can hack into your computer and get your telephone book?
Well, I think anything's possible these days. I mean, you have, unfortunately, you know, unethical and unmoral and people who are doing illegal things out there. And, you know, there are hackers out there who just have, you know, enormous skills. So I certainly think that anything's possible in today's day and age, especially with technology. You know, I don't care how safe you think something is. I think you just never know what can happen.
Well, you know, I've got a contact list that is miles, you know. And, you know, to have it in a program that I can just pull it up and check, you know, it makes it so handy. But I guess maybe that could be dangerous.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, anything is, you know, susceptible to, you know, some sort of criminal activity. And, you know, you have people out there that, you know, I always tell people, always assume people are watching you. Always assume people are listening to you because, you know, if they want your information, they're going to get it.
Well, the router number on a check, for instance, that's kind of dangerous to even use a check anymore, you know it?
Yeah, you know, people get your checks, they know your account numbers, your routing numbers, the name of the account. I mean, it's, you know, unfortunately, it's crazy.
I mean, darned if you do, darned if you don't. That's my favorite expression anymore.
Yeah, you just have to be very careful and keep a close watch on everything. It's really a full-time job.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It says the problem is even if you provide a family member with all your accounts, logins, and passwords, they may not be legally allowed to access them.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, all these different companies, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or any company for that matter, they probably have different privacy rules and privacy policies and rules and regulations. So they might not even allow you to transfer your accounts to other people, even if you choose to. So you got to make sure that, you know, you're abiding by all the rules and that, you know, everything you're doing is legal and ethical. But if you don't have the username and password to, you know, log in somewhere when someone passes away, even if that person wants you to have that information, you know, the company itself just might not allow it.
That's scary. Just really scary. Okay, once again.